except that instead of these rather complex n by n arrays, we effectively have done it with these two copies of the position and the mass arrays, and we just keep shifting this second copy. So we access a different particle in the shifted copy, and you can see how we accumulate the fixed acceleration and the circulating acceleration.